Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Cryptic Cocktail Party, a show where we have a few drinks, share a few laughs, take a dive into the unknown. I'm your host, Dave, and I'm joined by a man being hailed as a hometown hero for helping stop a raging cow from trampling a bunch of children and the elderly. I believe there was a piece on you on ABC about it. Sarge the Destroyer, what's going on, man?
Saved many lives that day. Oh, man. Yeah, it's just a raging cow.
I still think that you should have just let it go and recorded it. You really fucked up by not allowing the world to see just a bunch of toddlers getting hooved in the face. Just fucking decimated.
I couldn't. The thing that blew my mind the most is that, you know, the cow is trampling, right? The kid who is responsible for watching this beast is nowhere to be found. And I can't believe that my first instinct was to grab onto it, not realizing that it's like a 500 pound beast of burden.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is my fat ass going to do with this? Like the minute I grabbed onto it, I was like, what do I do now? Yeah.
I will say this, your instincts are better than mine, because I would have been like, oh shit, the cow's loose. That sucks. And then just kind of fucking like just see what happened. Because I'm sure.
I think it's the dad instinct. That's what it was. It was the dad instinct.
Yeah, I don't have those
I'll
yet.
I'll save you.
Yeah.
No, you don't have them yet. I have them now because I've got three kids, but I looked around and there was like almost like a HUD display in my brain of just like, I'm just clocking all the tiny children in the path of this animal.
Turned into fucking RoboCop for like a hot minute. You've basically in that moment turned into like one of those moms that like when a bus flips, she fucking lifts it off the child.
Yeah, except you know, like their women are smart enough to know that like the bus probably won't like headbutt you and trample you into the ground.
Sure, at any moment you could have just been had your guts just literally stomped out.
I know,
but I'm glad that high schooler from the 4-H club was there to fucking come and take the reins from you.
Yeah, if only she had been paying attention when it started.
Well, she was too busy looking at the grid to see who won the bet of where it was gonna shit first.
Yeah, I know. That's literally what they were doing too. Like I thought, oh man, this is my fucking life. Like I'm going to get killed by a cow that was brought in to shit on a particular square to raise money.
To be fair
though,
for
school.
You know, it is a wild animal. They do say never turn your back to one. I don't know why I said to be fair. I just but anyways, but how you doing, man? I'm good.
I'm good. Happy Mother's Day, by the way, to all the moms out there.
Oh yeah, we're recording some Mother's Day. I still haven't called mine yet.
Yeah, I stopped by yesterday and gave her some flowers, so.
Weren't you a good son?
I always feel bad on Mother's Day cuz like I don't know what to get my own mother.
Yeah, well, I know what my mom wants, and it's to come down to Philly to visit. So I think like the beginning of June, she's coming down. That's my, that's my mother's. I'm not paying for her to come down. She's just going to come and stay at my house.
Yeah. But you can like buy her dinner or something. I'm just trying to figure out like what gift card says, thank you for the excruciating labor pains you experienced to bring me into the world.
Bed Bath and Beyond. I think that's the one you go with.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Go old school, just straight up Visa gift card. She can just spend it on whatever she wants.
Hey mom, here's $50. Sorry you pee when you cough now.
Oh, every sneeze is a gamble, mom. Sorry. All right.
Get yourself some new underwear.
All right. So last week, Sarge, we covered Mel's Hole. And we're going to continue covering Mel's Hole this week. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Probably going to end up covering it next week as well. So
there's a lot to cover in Mel's Hole.
Mel's Hole runs deep.
Is there an echo in Mel's Hole?
We already went over this. There's not.
Oh, right. I almost forgot.
There is no echo.
And then you just reminded me right now.
Last week, kind of went off the rails. We're going to try and rein it in this time, though. All right.
I'm going to do my best.
All right. Not that it was.
I think I got it out of my system.
Okay. So for those listening and for Sarge, just to kind of, last week we left off, Mel had just finished up his first interview with Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. And he did this interview while he was away from his home in the nearby city of Ellensburg, Washington. Now, upon returning to his property, he was met with government officials. And they tell him that there was like a plane crash, quote unquote, and that it was best for him to just kind of move along. And Mel didn't like that answer, so he pretty much said, fuck you, to the guy in charge, to which that man replied, oh yeah, well, fuck you too. This land is ours now, and if you don't get out of here, we're going to frame you for a crime.
I mean, nothing says America like the government saying, sorry, this is our land now.
Yeah, it's pretty spot on. And also the government trying to police our holes. The government policing our holes and the government saying this is our land now is... that's quintessential America. That's like...
this is a very topical story, frankly.
It really is. That's what it is. I like to do topical stories, but it's the subtext of the story is the topical part. Policing holes, stealing lands. So the government said, fuck you, get out of here. We're going to frame you for a crime. You can talk to the press if you want to. No one's going to believe you. To which Mel replied, yeah-huh. The listeners of Coast to Coast are going to believe me.
They're all going to believe me about my hole.
Yeah. I think that pretty much sums up where we last left off, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
So, a few days after Mel was kicked off of his property and the government was probing around his hole, Art Bell finally got in touch with Mel for an update. Now, Mel told Art in the audience pretty much everything up to the point that, you know, we had discussed. He went home, the government being there, the flimsy story of a plane crash, all that jazz. He then went on to say he had spoken to a neighbor about what was going on, and the neighbor told him that while he was gone, the neighbor had seen a dark beam shooting out of the hole and into the sky, and that beam was darker than anything he had ever seen in his life. Like, think of, like, the blackest thing you could think of, blacker than that. You know that paint they made that, like, light doesn't escape from? That's what I picture.
I think of, like, a matte black car.
Yeah, like just
because my brain
like
is very
out.
Simple. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll go with a matte black car. Sure. Why not? But,
so here's my question. When did the beam emit? Was it like an evening beam? Because how would he have seen it?
It was black. It went into the sky. So I'm assuming it was during the day. If it was at night, you wouldn't be able to see it. Unless it was like one of those things where, like, you know, when people say they see shadow people and the shadow people are darker than the shadows.
Okay.
But also a beam to me is light. I don't know what a black beam.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm so confused.
I don't know, dude.
It's a column of darkness.
It's paranormal, dude. Who fuck knows?
Yeah, no, that's true. I shouldn't be pushing. Well, you know how, like, in The Mandalorian when the Darksaber kind of glows anyway?
That'll be
how I think about it.
Like, the edge is lit, but not the actual beam. But then if the edge was lit, it would just look darker than it actually is on the inside. I feel like, I don't know.
Could be it too. Yeah. We're really digging deep into Mel's hole here.
I think it was during the day. It was not specified in the call. Now, another neighbor, told him that years ago, the hole used to be surrounded by stone columns. Think like Stonehenge, but without like the cross beams, just like giant stone pillars. That's the end of that.
That's what America's missing, is we really do need more henges.
Well, there is an American Stonehenge. I think it's in New Hampshire, actually.
Yeah, we just have one, though. We need like a couple.
We need like several. I got all right.
Yeah, several henges, especially now that Georgia Guidestones have been destroyed. We just need more tall stones that we can carve penises into.
I mean, that's pretty much every bathroom. we can do that if you want. No one's stopping
us. Let's turn
us.
Mel's hole into a truck stop.
Is that a glory hole reference?
Make of it what you will.
Gotcha. Now, callers called in to talk to Mel and Art Bell during this conversation and called in with like their own theories and topics of discussion. Some thought that maybe the hole was located on a ley line. Now, for those of you listening who may not know what ley lines are, they're pretty much just like straight lines connecting different historical structures, prehistoric sites, and prominent landmarks that some say are like energy lines, or they hold some sort of mystical power, or they're connected by aliens or something. I don't really know. I don't put a lot of stock in ley lines, but it's like the fucking pyramids of Giza or in a straight line with like Stonehenge. That it's like that kind of shit. I don't really know.
I mean, when you think about it, though, you could pretty much draw a straight line between any two points. I mean, technically a ley line between my house and, you know, the Empire State Building. That doesn't mean.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it. Actually, you know what? I did look up a map of ley lines, and you're right. They're just kind of like
just straight lines. You can make a straight line.
Well, I remember
if it's 2 points, it's going to be a straight line.
Like I don't fuck with ley lines because
it's silly.
Yeah, but a lot of the cryptid stories and shit like that we do cover, there's always someone somewhere being like, "Well, you didn't mention that it was on a ley." It's like the Dover Demon episode. I did, yeah. Like when I first started the show, someone was like, "You didn't mention the fact that the Dover Demon was crawling along a ley line." And I was like, "A ley line from where in fucking Dover, Massachusetts is there a ley, like, yeah. What is it connecting to? Nothing. Like, go fuck yourselves." But anyways,
I want to know what kind of weird shit happens in the ley line between Art Bell's house and like George Norrie's house.
Let's be honest. They were roommates.
It's a very short ley line, but a ley line nonetheless. It's just ghostly cockroaches and like mice with a third eye.
Well, anyway, so some callers thought that if it was on a ley line, there might be like a portal to another dimension or even like a portal through time. That's why even after years of just tossing trash and old snow tires into it, everything just disappeared. And pretty much saying that like somewhere in another time or place, there's just like a pile of like old dishwashers and dead dogs just like piling up. Like,
but you can fit anything in Mel's hole if you're brave enough.
But I mean, a time displacement kind of makes sense. Cause remember we talked about the guy threw his dead dog down there and then it showed back up. We don't know if it was like the same dead dog because it didn't give that guy the time of day at all, but it would have to be, right?
So, I mean, sometimes dogs just look alike. Maybe, you know, if he threw like a golden retriever down there and like another golden retriever popped back up, like he's going to be like, "Hey, look, it's Steve." No, that's, you know, it's somebody else's dog, bro.
True. Every Jack Russell I've ever seen looks exactly like my Jack Russell. Like they all look like Wishbone from that old TV show. If anyone listening, anyone listening under the age of 33, there you might get that reference. Other people thought that this hole could be an entrance to Hollow Earth, which if you want to know more about Hollow Earth, you can check out a series I did with my buddy Luke. Spoiler alert, Hollow Earth theory is 100% for sure Nazi propaganda. There's no way it's not.
It's not. I mean, Hitler literally sent Nazis to go check out what he thought to be an opening of the Hollow Earth.
Yeah, in Hollow Earth, they had, quote unquote, in Hollow Earth, they fly these flying saucers. The flying saucers are called Flugelrads, and there's swastikas on them. And I found out that the Flugelrad is actually a discarded Nazi project of them trying to make UFOs. So
yes,
take with that what you will. Others think that the portal might be aliens. So in the end, all these callers calling in to talk to Mel, they didn't really give him anything really useful. But to be fair to everyone, like the Pacific Northwest is like a hotbed for some really weird ass shit. So who knows? Like it is like the home of like Bigfoot and like a lot of different alien and UFO encounters. But before Mel disconnects, one caller, and probably the most rational of the bunch, tells him that calling into Coast to Coast, talking about this portal on his property and at such great length is probably a really bad idea because the government is for sure listening now. If they weren't before, they definitely are now.
Oh, yeah. Now they're a part of it.
Yeah. And Mel pretty much is like, "You know what? Yeah, that's a really good point." And then agrees to come back on for an update. But
good idea. I'll be back tomorrow for more.
But when the time came for Mel to come back on the show, Mel was nowhere to be found. He was a no call, no show. He just fucking vanished.
Oh, no.
What I want to know, because I'm going to tell you what happened to him, but I want you to give me your theory on what you think happened to
Mel. I mean, my theory is he fell into his own hole. He divided by zero.
I mean, okay. God damn it. All right. Let's go. It's a plausible theory, Sarge. I'll give you that. But remember,
it's like a black hole. He got sucked in, you know?
No.
And then it became like an infinity loop.
Okay. God damn it. What? Do you have any... All right. No, he did not. He did not get sucked into his own hole for infinity. He wasn't. It wasn't an Ouroboros situation. Just consistently eating his own tail. So Mel would actually go radio silent for close to 3 years before he resurfaced and made another appearance on Coast to Coast. Now on this call, he would tell Art in the audience that he was offered $3 million a year to lease out his property to persons unknown, the government. But as part of the lease agreement, he was forced to sign an NDA and he had to leave the country and never return, which, I mean, yeah, I would take that deal. Fuck it. Like, why not?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's millions of dollars. I mean, I'll fucking abandon my house for $100,000. So that works.
But obviously, he broke that arrangement. Mel says that after taking the deal, he moved to Australia for 2 years, but started getting homesick. He missed his family, his friends. He probably also missed being in a country where nature wasn't actively trying to kill you for like 24/7. Which was a bad idea, since he was explicitly warned when signing this lease agreement to not do this. I guess when Mel first made it back to the States, he had gotten in touch with Art and was supposed to come on the show sooner, but like last time was a no-show. Apparently what had happened was that Mel was on a bus going to visit a relative. I think it was a nephew, but while he was on the bus, some sort of fight or altercation, something happened on the bus where it had to pull over and the police were called. He remembers being questioned, put on a different bus, and then waking up 12 days later in an alley in San Francisco. His wallet and keys are missing. He has tape marks and a hole in his arm as if he had been placed on an IV, and his back teeth were missing.
All right. Can we just...
yep. No, take all time. Yep.
I feel like this is just kind of a rough night. I mean, I've had those. You have like a chemical time machine where you just had enough substances where you wake up a couple days later and you're like
in an alley.
I don't know
in San
where I was. We've all woken up. Let's not pretend we haven't all woken up in an alley with a needle mark in our arm
and our back teeth. I want to know why. Like, cause like, there's no reason for this. I don't understand the back teeth thing.
So the government, let's presume that the government did this. The government was nice enough to remove his wisdom teeth for him.
Right?
And then give him a vacation to San Francisco.
True. I went to San Francisco like two years ago, maybe. I don't know. But it was lovely. It was a great time. You got to make sure you don't leave anything in your car because they'll smash out your windows and steal it. Apparently, it's a huge thing in San Francisco.
Yeah, and you also want to make sure that you don't wear sandals because there's poop on the ground everywhere.
See, I didn't see any poop, but I did get to go to the Redwood Forest where they shot Return of the Jedi.
Oh, awesome.
I don't understand the teeth thing, though. The only thing, like, I don't know if it was like maybe he's thinking like weird conspiracy shit. Like maybe he had fucking fillings back there and maybe he thought like they took him out so he can get radio frequencies. I don't understand if this is a hoax, like why that part. It makes no sense to me.
I mean, think about it this way, though. Like you're in the government, right? And you are trying to make somebody feel as crazy as possible. Mm-hmm. There's few things you could do that are weirder than taking out someone's fucking back teeth.
Yeah, but this is like that's like a weird like gang stalking kind of thing. Maybe not gang stalking.
Yeah,
but like
that's what I'm saying. Though,
it's like no one's going to put like, oh, the government took your teeth. It's like gaslighting and gang stalking all in one. It's like,
exactly. Exactly.
It's gas
Stasi
stalking.
In East Germany, the Stasi in East Germany, the secret police back when East Germany was a communist.
Yeah.
Proxy owned by Russia and whatever.
Thank
the
you,
Stasi
David
used to go into people's houses. Thank you. Thank you, David. But they used to go into your house and move shit around. And their idea was to kind of like subtly
fuck with you
to make you think you've gone crazy.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so maybe that's what they're doing. So he's got this legitimate weird shit in his backyard. The government wants to test it. He obviously can't be trusted because he violated his NDA. So the next step is like, all right, well, you know, let's knock him out for 12 days. So everybody thinks he's drunk. We'll drop him off in San Francisco so people think he's probably hanging out with hippies doing psychedelics. Then we'll just take his back teeth and he's going to be like, they took my back teeth. And everyone's going to be all right, Mel, you're fucking crazy.
Just running
this
up
is insane.
Running up to random people in the streets of San Francisco. The government took my teeth. Which I mean, not going to lie, that is something that I did, like, I borderline experienced that one in San Francisco. Just like, the government stole my teeth. It's like, yeah, sure they did, bud. Cool.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying.
Who knows how many of the crazy, like, homeless people on the streets of San Francisco, not to disparage homeless people. I know that they are rife with, like, mentally ill people that are just disparaged. But how many of them might be victims like Mel of the government stealing their teeth?
Yeah.
And that's why they're on their soapbox on the reasonable, corner.
Yeah, totally reasonable, normal guys.
Yeah.
Who just, they stumbled upon a large sinkhole in their backyard that the government took interest in. And so they're like, all right, now we're going to take your teeth.
Right. I woke up with tracks in my arms and now that my teeth are gone.
This is so,
I don't know why I did like a Bing Crosby impression. Just
oh, the government took my teeth. Well, come on, David Bowie, let's write a song about it.
So, anyways,
sorry, I got Bing Crosby Christmas special stuck in my head.
That was good.
Thank you.
So, after finding out that, after waking up in the alley, teeth gone, IV in his arm, or was in his arm, he also found out somehow that there's legal action being levied against him for illegal construction on his property that he wasn't responsible for. Power lines, paved roads, I think he said like a septic system was put in. And these are all things that the government had put in while he was away for the, quote unquote government put in while he was away for those 2 years. He also finds that his bank account has been completely drained. So basically the government has taken everything from this man, like his home, his life, teeth.
His teeth.
Now, during this call, and mind you, it's been 3 years since this dude has been heard from. Some of the Coast to Coast's more avid listeners call in and are like, dude, this is all a hoax. But that didn't deter Mr. Arbell, who is a mass. He didn't give a fuck if it was a hoax or not. We talked about this last time. He's a showman. He knows what he's doing. So he let Mel continue talking about this on the show. He even told Mel during this call that a reporter and a TV crew went up to the area where the hole supposedly was. And while they didn't find the hole, they did find evidence of a military presence and large machinery coming and going from the area. It was also noted that a no-fly zone had been extended to cover the area, and that on the website Terra Server, which was basically think like Google Earth before there was Google Earth, showed the entire area had been blacked out. And that part is actually true. The area where Mel's hole was supposedly located was actually blacked out on this mapping site. Now,
that is amazing.
So, but some people who learned about this information about the Terra Server site said, well, maybe Mel stumbled across this site. And he noticed this area and he called up creating this like fantastical story about a portal on his property, blah, blah, blah. And that, you know, that's possible. And it sounds reasonable. It's like a reasonable skepticism that someone would have. The only problem with this theory is that the Terra Server site had been launched 6 months after Mel had made his first call to Coast to Coast. So fuck rational thinkers. Eat a dick.
Yeah, get out of here, skeptics, you fucking clowns. NASA shills.
Now, Art and Mel continue talking about what Mel had been up to for like the last year. So he'd been in Australia for 2 years, but what about the year in between, you know, returning and calling in to talk to Art Bell? Well, Mel was contacted by a Native American tribe in Nevada. They wanted to know if he would be interested in helping them research another bottomless pit. And it's with that second hole that we will pick up with part three of Mel's hole.
God damn it.
There's so many holes.
There's
so many holes. It's going to be good.
Wow.
I'm excited. This is the whole thing. I told you, Mel's hole runs deep, bud.
It does run deep. This is a whole thing. Fascinating.
It is a whole thing.
Yeah, I'm very surprised about the second one.
Yeah.
On Native American land. I want to know what's in there.
Dude,
like we got to find it. We need drones.
Can I
you need a camera on a rope?
Can I give you a hint about what's about to I'll give you a spoiler for next week's episode. Alien seal pup. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh shit, this is
something comes up from the hole.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to do any research on this because I don't want any spoilers. Mm-hmm. But it is going to be so hard not to Google this.
Yeah.
Because this is fun. Like, this is a fun conspiracy.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
And the fact
because it's like, it's harmless. It's harmless regardless. It's like, yeah. Other than Mel's teeth. It's like no one's going to lose their family because they're fascinated with a hole
True.
In the ground.
And as far as I know, this doesn't get anti-Semitic. Most conspiracy theories.
They really do.
Get vague.
They really do. It always comes back.
It circles back. It's either anti-Semitic. There's blood libel, something. But as far as I know, this is a, it's harmless. It's good. It's fun. No one's getting hurt except for Mel.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I always ask. So my best friend in the world, I've known him since we were 5 years old. Mm-hmm. He's Jewish. And we've always been close. And there, every time I hear a new Jewish conspiracy theory, I'm always like, bro, what are you guys doing?
What are you planning?
Like, yeah. Like I know you run Hollywood. Why don't I have a job? Like you can't call somebody for me.
You do the same thing I do to, so my boss at work, he's a Freemason. And I am also
a Freemason.
But I always, whenever he's like, oh, I got to leave work early. I got to head down to the fucking whatever in Center City.
I got to head down to the lodge.
I'm like, oh, so you're going to your Illuminati meeting? Like where?
That's the funniest thing is like, I'm also a Freemason. There was actually a Freemason youth group. It's still around. And I was in the youth group first. And then before I joined the military, I joined the Freemasons. And I'm nothing special. I'm just a third degree Mason. My brother is a 32nd degree Mason. I got to be honest.
So he knows what's going on under Dulce Air Base, right?
Yeah, he knows all the shit, right? Yeah.
Denver Airport, you know, all that kind of stuff. Got it.
I'm just a stooge. He's the man with the plan. But that's the thing I was most disappointed about when I started going to meetings is it's just a bunch of dudes drinking scotch and bitching about their kids. That's all we do.
That's what he keeps telling me. He's like, no, dude, it's literally just a bunch of dudes. It's one of them pitches like a bad business idea. One of them goes, I'll give you $1,000. And then
that's it.
Like, all right. How do I become a Mason? Because I will gladly, I have so many bad business ideas that I'll gladly get funded by just a dude.
Yeah. And then like periodically we go to like a homeless shelter and give out food.
it's like the
sinister plan of feeding the homeless.
Where are we at right now? We're part two, Mel's hole. Where are we at? What are your feelings on this so far? Like how you like, give me,
I genuinely want, to like, get a GoPro, tie a rope to it, and just keep buying rope until I can't find any more rope on the planet Earth. I just want to keep sending rope down there with like extension cord after extension cord to keep that GoPro going until we hit the bottom and I find out what's down there.
I mean, to this day, Mel's Hole's never been discovered. So we don't know.
Like, we don't even know where Mel's Hole is other than Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it's we know it's outside of Ellensburg, Washington.
Okay, so what we need to do is go on Google Earth, find like the blacked out spot that Google Earth has and be like, bingo, there it is.
So I can't tell you. I can't tell you. We got to wait for episode three.
I'll wait.
Well, so do you have any theories about how this is going to end? I want to, because next week will be the end of Mel's Hole.
And I just want to get some theories. I think Mel disappears.
Mel disappears? Do you think he's just gone?
Yeah, I just think he's just gone. He's in the wind.
Do you think it's like a hoax thing, or do you think it's like a grifter thing? Because I don't think he's made any money. Like, he's not selling like Mel's Hole merch. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, how much money really is there in I've got a hole in the ground? It's not like you can put that on a t-shirt.
I mean,
you could, but you'd have to sell it at like a books, you know, one of those adult bookstores.
Sarge, there's been many quotes from the past two episodes that I think we could have like a whole merch line of Mel's Hole's merch.
Like, what I want to do is I would like to make one of those like old timey looking postcards.
Like the advertising Mel's Hole.
Come gaze into the glory of Mel's Hole.
I literally was just thinking in my head, a great t-shirt would be like one of those like vintage national park t-shirts.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh shit. All right. Well, Sarge, sorry to keep you waiting. I'm sorry to keep you like anticipating. No.
No, I'm okay with it. I like the suspense.
It's the only way to keep you as my consistent co-host is that I need you to be like, well, fuck, now I need to know how it ends.
Yeah, it's the anxiety. I'm ready for it. Let's go.
All right. Is there anything you want to plug? Oh, by the way, Citizen's Guide to the Supernormal, new episode.
Yeah, man, we're back.
So
like,
good.
Crack.
So
was, thank you.
Twists and turns that I was not expecting. I'm not going to spoil it. I almost spoiled it in a comment on your TikTok, and then I had to delete it and redo it.
Those twists and turns, I got to say, when I do my podcast, it started out as like me just, I get annoyed by like crazy misinformation. But I also want like some wonder. There are some things that like I get really excited about. I'm like, this is fucking cool. I can't believe it actually exists.
Yeah.
And then I start researching it for the podcast, and inevitably every goddamn time I find something, I'm like, oh, it's a lie. Great. Awesome.
But
more bullshit.
But you're talking to a guy who researches possibly fictional creatures.
It's true. That's true.
Whatever you're feeling, I know I can relate.
It's just heartbreaking sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been a bunch of those. But yeah, no, the show is awesome.
Thank you.
Episode's great.
And we've got another one we're going to record tonight. I think we're going to probably drop either Tuesdays or Wednesdays, probably Wednesdays, just to give my producer Maynard, who does pretty much all the work other than the script writing, to give him some time. But we're excited about this next one coming up. It's going to be a big one. I can't give out any spoilers because there's supposed to be a surprise. And if there isn't a surprise, it'll still be good.
Now the woman on the show, that's Maynard's wife, right?
Yeah, that's Laura. She's going to be off tonight because it's Mother's Day. So we want to make sure we give her a time away from her
she's
adult
hilarious.
Children as well.
She is. She's so.
She keeps me honest. She is not mesmerized by my bullshit any way whatsoever.
I will say this. Maynard has the same exact energy on your show as he did when both of you were a guest on the Massachusetts.
That's him, man. Yeah, he is my next door neighbor.
It's like dry and like to the point, but like it's funny. It's good. It's a good show.
One of my favorite things about him is that he will randomly send me weird mashups online from this guy named DJ Cumberbund.
Yes, I know DJ Cumberbund. I fucking love mashups.
And he sends them to me all the time. Maynard is very, very well versed in music, and so he's always got these great takes. Like he posted a meme today about the band Fish.
Oh, the I Heard a Good Fish song.
Like, no disrespect to fish, but disrespect to fish. There is no good fish song.
Yeah, that's there is one. All right.
Is there there's good ice cream based on fish, but that's about it.
True.
You can find me on all the socials. Just Google Saja Destroyer. It sounds so arrogant to say that, but I just happen to have a very weird name that no one else uses. So I was a prolific tweeter for a while. So,
I did add all of your socials onto the link tree in the Crypto Cocktail bio on Instagram. So if you just hit that, you can find all of his stuff. Where can they find Citizen's Guide? I know.
So Citizen's Guide to the Supernormal is on everything. I tend to listen on Spotify. We're hosted off of SoundCloud. We're like SoundCloud rappers, only there's no music involved. And
unless face tattoos.
I don't
tattoos.
Have any facial. Yeah, no facial tattoos. I have no intention of doing that. But yeah, so you can find us on Spotify. We're probably on iTunes, I have to imagine, or Apple or whatever the fuck they're calling it now. Yeah, so check it out. We've got like 45 episodes out. So hopefully there's something there to tickle your fancy in your pantsy. Yeah.
Go listen to a show. That's it. Good. I'll find a bunch of different places and I'll put links to where you can listen to it on the link tree in Crypto Cocktail.
I have to imagine there's like some companion episodes. We've probably covered one or two of the same topics.
Oh, I'm 100% sure. I haven't delved through the entire back catalog, but I'm sure there's something.
You'll be able to tell the episodes that I edited versus the ones that Maynard edited because the sound quality is much better when he does it.
Oh, dude, he's a fucking dude. The sound when he does it.
Yeah,
he's so good.
He's so good. He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening to all this. Thank you for delving into Mel's hole with us. And I'm very much looking forward to really digging into Mel's hole next week.
Yeah, it'll be the conclusion, hopefully. I mean, who knows?
I'm going to bring a headlamp and some lube, and we're just going to get in there.
Dive right in. All right. If you want to...
like a slip and slide.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, follow us at Cryptid Cocktail. Follow us on TikTok, Cryptid Cocktail Party. We do have a Patreon. It's $5 a month. You can find unedited video versions of the podcast on there. And we'll get some other things going. I do want to start a thing where I read cryptid erotic fan fiction and try not to laugh.
I think that'd be really good. I think what you need is for me to do that because what you don't know about me, Dave, is that I was a well-studied theater student for many years before I came to my senses and joined the military. So
I feel like both of those are like...
two very different fields, but there's a convergence.
They call it war theaters, right? It's like the theater.
Yeah, the theater of war. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
So I just gave up one theater for another.
Exactly.
But yeah, I would love that. What we should do is we should each pick a cryptid erotic fan fiction.
Okay.
And then we'll read them to each other.
And
maybe we'll bring on a guest that is completely not expecting what we're about to do.
And
make them sit through it.
They have to sit through it, but also whoever is reading it, the other two people have to try not to laugh. We'll make a game out of it somehow.
Oh, you'll have to like put water in your mouth.
Yeah. Could spit all over my microphones. Go fuck.
Yeah, I'll just cover my microphone in plastic.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I want to start doing is we did a AI creepypastas for a while. Those were pretty fun. We're going to bring those back. It'll be good. Anyways, so yes, Patreon, follow us. Sarge, do you want to say bye to everyone?
I love you. Bye.